The question was asked. We have rabbinic institutions. I need you to shift for the camera. I'm sorry. A bit more that way. Thank you. The question was asked. We have rabbinic institutions, and the assumption of the one asking the question is that rabbinic institutions are to protect our adherence to the Torah. So then how come we find that Avraham Avinu, not only kept the Torah, but also the rabbinic institution? He wasn't yet obligated to keep the Torah. Why would he do the rabbinic institutions? So let's begin with an intro into rabbinic institutions. Not all rabbinic institutions are created equal. We have a rabbinic institution that's called a takana. That's an institution to ensure the smooth running of society, sometimes taking the place of a king. Then we have a rabbinic institution called a siyag, which is a fence. That's to preclude transgressing a commandment of the Torah. So not all rabbinic institutions are the same. We have rabbinic mitzvot, lighting Hanukkah candles. It's not a siyag, nor a takana. It's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan. So we have different headings and different titles for rabbinic institutions. They're not all the same. So that's number one. Number two, you asked, how come Avraham Avinu kept rabbinic institutions such as Eruv Tafshilin? Well, what is Eruv Tafshilin? Eruv Tafshilin says, I want to ensure that I don't forget the holiday. When I eat up all my goodies on Yom Tov, I want to make sure I don't forget the Shabbos. So I'm going to prepare before Yom Tov some of the food for Shabbos to ensure that I won't come to eating up all my goodies on Yom Tov, and then when Shabbos comes in, I won't have any food left. So why wouldn't Avraham do that for himself? On a basic level. On a deeper level, Chazal were telling us something when they said Avraham Avinu kept Erev Tafshilin, and that deserves another class, perhaps on a Thursday night. Okay.